Welcome to the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is Chuck.
I am Cindy.
You're Cindy?
Yes, I am.
So enthusiastic.
I know.
It's only 12:30 at night.
And actually, it's 12:30 in the morning.
12:30 in the morning. So we had our second week of Dancing with the Stars.
We did.
And we don't have Heather here.
Now, she was tired. Well, she obviously wouldn't be here at 12:30. She doesn't live here. One. Two, we were supposed to do it right after school, and she was not feeling well, being pregnant that she is. I'm loud enough.
I'm tired of the pregnant excuse. I'm pregnant.
She's carrying our first granddaughter and the first daughter, the first girl in 23 years of our family. So I think she deserves a little slack.
So she can take some time off.
I think she'll be back in the fall. It's hard being a teacher working with kids all day. I think she stands for the 8-plus hours. Plus, it's ridiculous. I have to say one thing, okay? I know it has nothing to do with Dance with Stars. But she is like 24 weeks pregnant, number one. Mm-hmm. And she has to go to school a half hour early to stand in the carpool lane so that parents know where to drop off their kids.
She's low person in the totem pole, right?
No, I think everybody... No.
Everybody has to do it?
Everybody has to do something. Like, sometimes she stays after school to do, like, sports events where she collects some money. The teachers all have to do special activities.
You think that someone would step up and say, hey, I'm going to take that because you're pregnant. When I'm pregnant...
I hope you would do the same for me. She would totally do it. So to think that you have to be there a half hour earlier, like, she should just be there by, I think, I don't know, by, like, 8 or something. So she's there by 7:30 to make sure that people are dropping their kids off in the right way.
Because we know people... If there were no rules.
There's three of them, too. She used to stand out there and put her hand up. I said, you need to stop standing out in the street. What if someone, like, misses the brake and hits the gas and crashes into you?
Or on their phone.
So.
Well, to be fair, teachers are overpaid, so she's making I'm kidding, of course.
Look, I'm glad she's not here, or she would be getting daggers right now.
I'm kidding.
But anyway, I wouldn't want to be a teacher.
No, I couldn't do it.
It's a hard job. She works with middle school kids. I don't know how but she loves it. She loves it. She actually says the administration difficulties are far worse than the kids' behavior problems.
Well, she's got 20 years to go, and she can retire. She can retire, 20 years? She'll be 49?
20 years from now?
20 years from now.
Yeah, she'll be not quite 49.
And she's like us. She can just sit around all day long and do nothing.
Yeah, right. Anywho.
Well, we're doing it, but that's
I know. So that's why she's not here.
Anyway.
I don't know why I went on and on and on. I'm rambling.
Well, it's late at night. Early morning, however you want to say it, and because it took me a while to get the sound set up. And again, I apologize for the sound. I think I figured it out, but I got to redo the whole system.
You know, you say that every week.
I know, but I forgot. I forgot all about it.
Can I talk, Larry? You have a week.
Yes.
Okay. I watch you prepare all your other podcasts. You come in. You're on time. You do what has to be done. There's no da da da. But when it's with me, we walk in here nonchalant. I'm knitting or crocheting away, waiting for you.
Oh, how old have you gotten?
I know. I'm getting quite proud of myself. I'm doing quite a good job by watching YouTube. Anyway, I'm going to think I'm going to have my own little SD account pretty soon the way I'm going. So anyway,
I have a request?
And I'm waiting. And all of a sudden, everything.
Can I get an oven mitt?
Hey, everything that I do with you, which is one thing, supposedly, number one, I sound too loud. Number two, it's not at the quality that everybody else is.
Look at the sound. It's going up and down. I don't know what's going on.
It's not like you have anything to do all day. You could figure this out. But you know what time you started figuring this out? 12:15.
I recorded a Survivor podcast before this.
All right. So what is that supposed to
be? I don't know.
Lottie freaking da.
I'm going out of town this weekend, so I won't have time.
Okay.
I can probably do it at the hotel. I'll do it at the hotel.
No, you won't. You know what you'll do? Can I say?
Right.
You'll be on your computer playing poker.
Playing poker, I design shirts too.
Okay,
so I'm a busy.
All right. Anyway.
All right. So going to Dancing with the Stars. Enough of your.
Did you like it?
I did like it.
It was good. It was good. God, they're except for Cream, which I feel bad for.
He had fun.
I thought everybody was. They're really good little dancers. All of them. There really isn't. You know, especially like the top 4 or 5 are really strong.
You know, I was thinking about this today. It's only 4 weeks.
Right.
So the
next week they're going to get rid of 3.
Can I finish what I'm saying?
Oh, sorry,
my
babe.
Thought. Okay, the winner of this, it's a 4-week show,
right?
And to me, the winner of the Mirror Ball,
correct?
Should they have an asterisk next to their name because they're not going through the whole 12-13 week process? Because I would think it's easier to compete. And I'll take anything away from what they're doing; it's a great thing. But I think it's easier to compete over a
shorter period of time
than going 12-13 weeks because you're going to have other than what Jordan was it Jordan last season who was just the guy from
phenomenal was from Hamilton
was just amazing,
right?
And there was a couple other dancers I think right. were amazing. It was a good group, but you've seen it where some people they had a bad week, and a bad week here. I mean, week four you have a bad week, you're out,
right?
So should they have? I'll ask the listeners: should they have an asterisk next name? You can give us a call 385-309-0311.
Calling time. But the other thing, though, you have to remember too is they won't have, because some of the ones who have been from the start to make it to the top two or three at the end,
right,
have some also injuries because their feet aren't used to dancing. They're not used to the shoes, all that stuff like that. So that's another. So, that's where I thought you were going, but
I
you weren't.
Go there, but you kept interrupting me and lost my train of thought.
Okay.
But no, that's a great point because you
of course it is. I'm a genius.
A long, a football season, it doesn't necessarily the best team in the beginning of the season or even any sport or anything in life. The best because injuries take effect and you get hurt, you
right.
get beat up. Who's the healthiest
right.
going in? And I think that's a big factor. So I'm voting we put an asterisk on whoever wins the
All right,
dear. Ball.
Sounds good.
Because that's important in life.
Okay.
First up, we have Josh and Sharna doing the Paso Doble, and they start out on their ranch. He's a rancher. He's got
you didn't realize that, huh?
I didn't know that. I mean, I don't think most football players.
He said he's in training. They train right now?
Well, they probably
he's in mini camp?
Probably mini camp going on. I haven't really been following the NFL.
I know you don't watch it anymore, so I feel like I don't even know what went on with the whatever that's
you
called.
What went on with the draft?
Draft.
Nothing.
Okay.
Well, you had some guy from was doing the draft for the Los Angeles Chargers, and it was the fans doing all the picks. He comes up and goes, all right, the San Diego Chargers in my heart pick. The Chargers can't even get that right. I started following that guy on Twitter just because he did.
Look
that.
At you.
First off, so they're in the Paso Doble.
Oh, it was good. And when he was first standing there, oh, God, his everything, body, everything.
I love that type of music.
Do you? I didn't know that.
It's kind of a Western type thing. I know it's Spanish, but
right.
it's a Western type thing.
Right. Interesting. I learned something new today. After 32 years, I learned something
exactly.
new today.
Exactly.
That's exciting.
I love the whole thing, but. I thought he deserved better scores.
I did too. Oh my gosh!
We had Rashad Jennings was a special
guest, judge. Yeah, I was just like, ooh, I didn't think. We got sevens from them, right?
Well, Kariana seven,
right?
Rashad a seven,
right?
Which he was giving high scores for everybody all night.
I know.
I think it was that he had football envy.
Is that what it was?
I think he wasn't going to get. He didn't want another.
I don't know. I thought it was quite good.
But Len and Bruno,
teammates. Right. So, I thought they were at least eight or nine. You thought nines. You thought you were going to get some nines.
I said, he'll get some nines.
Right.
It was so good.
Right.
But no.
Huh.
No.
I know. I was just as shocked as you.
So anyway, whatever, Rashad and Kariane. You don't know what you're talking about. Get a real judge.
Okay, dear. Jack Laffelter.
Judge Judy should do it. Well, there'd be 5,000 commercials.
I know.
With Judge Judy. Next up, we have Jenny and Heyo doing the cha-cha.
Right. And I don't know what the song was. I kept trying to rewind it and listen to what it
was.
But
I don't ever think they ever said the song.
And what makes sense, because you don't want, I'm sure she doesn't want to be like bad some, it's just not her. And you know what, I'm not even speaking well tonight.
Maybe it was from a singer that she doesn't respect.
No, maybe it was some sexual stuff in it, words and stuff. Some of those songs can be, for whatever your reasonings are. But I have to give her credit that she stood up to what she believed in. And
plus, it cost them some time. And she goes, I'm not going to. And she was apologetic.
Yeah.
But, if you believe in something, you believe in it. That's what you. I was interested. Because I know we watched a couple times ago. What was the song?
Right.
And we couldn't figure it out.
No.
Anyway, there's something in my eye.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was a pretty good dance.
Her fingers were a little weird. Her fingers were real. Well, I noticed it right away. Her fingers were really stiff, like they stood in one spot. And she just looked. She didn't look at ease. But you said she's a great softball player.
That she used. If I remember correctly, they used to have major league players come up and she just
could strike them out.
Yeah, she was a money pitcher.
Huh. That's kind of cool.
But I have Kariane a little cheap with the scores again. Six. Rashad seven. Lena seven and Bruno.
I thought those were appropriate scores.
You think she's going home next week?
I think she's going home next week.
The problem you have here too is a short thing is if you have a bad week, you're probably going to go home. And it always bugged me if you have a great week because you had a couple people had pretty good weeks but they went home.
Right.
This week.
Right. Right.
I don't make the rules.
Right.
I just report them. Next up we have Kareem and Lindsay doing the Sasa.
Yes.
And I thought it was interesting that first that Lindsay's on top of someone's shoulders.
I know. I thought that was kind of cool. Blind. Yeah.
And I said, wow, that is incredible.
Right.
So I thought it was a pretty good thing. Kareem, I thought was, He had a smile on his face.
Yeah, he was having
fun.
A good time. At first, I was like, oh, I can't watch this. But it was better than it was last week. So you saw the improvement, number one. So that was great. He was smiling and having a good time.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's out there doing it at 70-something years old. Yeah. The height difference must be so difficult.
Right.
I was impressed. It was a cool thing.
Yeah, because last week it was like,
The whole time I was like,
But he is, like Rashad said, he is, you know, the new term GOAT, which in my day, GOAT meant you were terrible.
What does it mean now?
Greatest of all time. Greatest of all time, yeah.
Huh.
I finally had to ask somebody, I don't get what GOAT means.
Yeah, because I thought GOAT meant you're bad. Remember in the movie that we watched with what's his face? Robert Redford, The Natural.
Oh, The Natural.
And there's a sports guy writes, is it going to be a goat or something else?
Yeah, it used to be GOAT was bad.
But yeah.
Now the young kids, the kids have turned it into GOAT is good.
And in a minute, there's a word for Ackermans? Ackermans?
Whatever it is. I don't know. But they did the South Sides of that.
Yes.
I thought it was pretty good.
Again.
The shimmy was excellent.
Yes, well, I can't shimmy. That was something my mom always teased me about.
Can shimmy.
You can shimmy. Girl wave. He calls it the girl wave. But again, I was like, I'm going to have to cover my eyes because I just didn't want to be embarrassed. But I was impressed that I did a great job.
I thought I went out. It was his last day.
Yeah, and it was a good one.
I went out, but he had a smile on his face. He was happy.
He did.
He's kind of a shy guy.
Yeah, he is.
But
reserved.
Reserved.
Keeping you up, Jack?
Yep. Oh, anyway. Sorry, apologize for that. Carianna, 7. Rashad, 7. Lynn and Bruno, 6.
I thought it was better than a 6.
Both of them, it seemed like the two, Lynn and Bruno were on the same page, and Rashad
and Carianna were on the same page. Yeah, the whole night they were that way.
Next up, we have Chris and Whitney doing the Vietnamese waltz.
I liked it.
He's good.
He is good. He is good.
He's a good dancer. It was a good dance altogether. They're good. They look good together.
Right. I think he'll be going home next week because there's good. With the two eliminated tonight, we're down to 6. Then they're going to do 3 next week. Then there'll be 3 for the final.
Why would he go home?
Because I think the 3 finals will be the 2 figure skaters. What's his fate? I'm drawing a blank. Adam and
Mariah.
No, are we saying it right?
Mariah.
And I think the football player.
Oh, Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'd only if there's 3 going home next week, they'd still leave.
3 left. There's 6 after tonight. The 2 that were left, there are 8. Now there was 2 taken away, 6, and now next week they're going to do 3.
Sure?
There's 8 left.
There's 8 left. The 3 go home, so it'd be 5 left. I think he makes the 5.
No, babe. Baby.
Oh, that's right. We're down
2
to
or
6.
Then next week they take home 3.
It's late.
And then the last week is the 3 left who would come down to the da da da. So that's right. Or Josh will be out and it would be Chris. Or Chris and Josh will be out and it'll be Tanya and the whole top 3
well,
figure
Josh
skaters.
Josh has low score, so he could be out.
Yeah.
Now I get your.
Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Anyway, he had 9 from Carianne, 8 from Rashad. 8 from Lynn and 8 from Bruno. So I think he can make final 3.
That's what I'm saying. I still think the 2 figure skaters from this Olympics definitely will be in the final, those 2. And then
it's almost unfair because it's the second week and they're like at the third.
Well, they're all and they're in same they're all in shape. They're skating.
Can we stop? At what point do we say, okay, no more figure skaters because it's cheating?
That's a good question.
Because they're so good.
Yes.
Have we had a bad figure? Even Tanya looked good today.
Well, when I skated, I had ballet. You are our other. You do dancing to help you in your figure skating,
yeah,
so you can learn how to use arms and like that. So anyway, the cheating one was Meryl Davis with her being an ice dancer. Because as an ice dancer, you go to ballroom dancing classes so that you can learn to be better at your ice dancing. All That's right. My 2 cents.
All right.
Anyway,
next up we have Tanya and
Sasha.
Sasha
can't read your writing.
Can't read my writing.
I really like that.
Quick step.
Yeah, I thought she did a great job. I really, she was just.
Again, she's not one of my favorites.
No, she's not.
And I don't hate her. Don't send me that. I hate when people say, oh, you hate her. I don't hate her.
No, you don't.
I just don't respect some of the things she's done in life.
Right.
She's paid her price.
Right.
And she can do whatever she wants. I was impressed with this dance. It was much better than last
week. Oh, much better.
She was actually having fun with
it. Yes. And it was fun to see that, you know. I have a different view than you. I think people make mistakes. Obviously, she made a tremendous mistake. I think she was young and naive, and maybe I have a different approach, too, because I think I've been in the figure skating world, and a lot of those figure skaters are very gullible and naive because they're raised around just their little group of people. They never really go outside except
they're
in their bubble. In their bubble. And I think that has an effect on maturity level and understanding right and wrong and just being gullible to stuff. However, That being said, I really thought she did a great job. It was a good dance. I thought it was one of the best dances.
It was a top three dance. It was a good dance.
Yeah.
I don't think she's final three material.
Just depends.
Well, if you're going by that, I can't see the public voting for it.
Okay.
There's too many people. Like I said, I would this week I would not vote against her because I thought her dance was
right.
I was much better than last week.
Right.
So would she be in my top three? No, but if I had to. If there was I'd vote for six people,
right.
She'd definitely be in the top six.
Okay.
But she got 8 from Carrie Ann, 9 from Rashad, 8 from Lynn, and 8 from Bruno. Next up we have Mariah, I think. And Alan, I know we're butchering the name. I apologize. I thought it was fantastic.
It was. It was very good. I saw the scene.
Well, it was a Disney one.
Yeah, but we fast forward so you could watch it. But during her little monologue thing that they did, the backstory, she was really hard on herself. She didn't like her score. She was crying. She was upset. She was tired. So she was hard.
They played a Disney song from one of the rides, but I'm not sure which ride it is. It's a Small World.
You know what it is.
What ride is that? Because they only say it like once or twice in the song. It's a small world.
Remember our youngest Kayla, she would come up and imitate when she was 3 and 4 years old and imitate the robots.
Yes.
Yes, anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry, spoiler. If you're on the run, those aren't real kids.
But I thought it was lovely. I thought she looked gorgeous. I thought she was everything a Disney princess.
I thought Alan looked like a prince.
Yep, I thought it was a great thing. I thought she deserved 9s and 10s across the boards.
Well, she got 9s and 10s.
I know. Did she?
Well,
I thought she got an 8.
Carrie Ann, 10 from Rashad, Mickey Mouse Rashad. Not Mickey Mouse Rashad. He gave that Mickey Mouse paddle. And 9 from Lynn. I thought it was excellent.
Yeah.
I thought it was the best dance of the night.
Yeah.
Well, maybe later on.
Okay.
Next up, we have the Foxtrot with Ariki and Gleb. And they're doing the Foxtrot.
Right.
I thought she was much better than last week.
The only thing was her shoulders. She needed to push her shoulders down. They kept going up to her ears and a little hunched.
I thought it was funny because when her mom comes to see her in her trailer, I was shocked the trailers are outside. They're wearing those nice dresses and they have to walk into the studio. You're on the pavement in dirt.
So what? Right? There's actors that all the dress that they're
It just shocked me. It just shocked me that
they
were on
those things.
It didn't
shock me. I don't know. Where have you been?
I don't know.
Are you not out in the world much?
I'm not out in the world. It's dirty outside and you got
She lifts up her dress.
You got these glamorous outfits. What if the wind blows up and
It's all but she's fine. Anyway, she looked absolutely beautiful.
Her mom was shocked that she's cuz
I'm sure that's not the first time she was in a dress.
Her mom seemed like, see, you can wear a dress. She's probably more comfortable in sweatpants and.
Yeah, because she's a great athlete,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, I thought the dance was great. Almost sad to see her go.
Right.
You know, here's one of those things I was talking about. She was rough week last week.
Right.
And this week she had a great week.
And
then she had to go to finals.
Right.
Even during the team competition, she had to learn it.
Right.
That way because she had finals.
Right.
Give her credit for doing what she's doing and being on the show.
But anyway, I thought it was a good dance, but there were some critiques. Like I said, if she would have been able to stay along a little far, like in a regular 12-week series, I think she would have worked on some of those things. Because she was
only one elimination this first week and one elimination second week.
I think she would still be in it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And be done with her classes.
Right. And have some time to focus on it.
Again, I think we're just complaining about the 4-week process.
Okay.
Well, I am. But she had an 8 from Carrie Ann, 9 from Rashad. 8 and 8 from Bruno.
I thought those were.
So I thought it was fair.
I still thought Josh was better than her.
Oh yeah,
his scores were so low.
Yeah, I thought his dance was amazing.
Yeah, I thought everything about him, the way his look, his body,
and him and Sharna look well together.
Yes, excellent. Anyway,
I don't know. She does well with every part.
Yes, she does.
Anyway, next up we have Adam and Jenna doing the quick step.
What could he can't do anything wrong.
I thought it was
They're a great couple.
I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, I think she's. I mean, I'm sure she'll be excited. I think he's going to win it all. I mean, there isn't
is
anything.
This her first time on the show?
No, but I think it's her. It would be her first time winning.
Okay. I don't know
if she's a regular troupe. I know she's been on the show. It's just like in the background. But I don't know. This might be her first time as a. See, that's where we need Heather.
Yeah.
She would know because she's been watching it since the beginning.
Yeah, but she's pregnant.
I know. But anyway, so I think it might be her first year as a. One of the cast members.
Yeah.
Someone correct us, please, because I think I might be wrong. She might have been like a substitute here or there.
Okay.
Anyway.
But I thought it was a great dance.
Yes.
He's very confident.
Yes.
He's got that showmanship.
Yeah.
You can tell
everything.
He's like, nothing.
He's very comfortable in his own skin. Nothing seems to be over. I mean, I'm sure he's extremely tired, but I read something on his blog. He does a blog. Both of them do. And he said, you know, he's exhausted.
Blog.
He's overwhelmed. He's busy. He doesn't have time for himself, but he knows all this is going to stop one day, so he's just enjoying every minute of it.
That's right. That's smart. Because yeah. One day you're going to wake up and go, I used to be that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm now this fat guy. anyway, Carrie Ann got a 9 from Rashad, 9 from Lynn, and 10 from Bruno.
Yes.
And I think Bruno was right on that.
I thought they deserve almost 10s across the boards.
Usually the second week of this, you don't give 10s.
Right.
But
I thought he was going to get all 10s, in my opinion.
Next up, we have Team Tennis, which is Josh, Tanya, Kareem, and Chris. It was okay.
It was all right.
It was okay.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed. The second one was better. Team football was much better.
Team football, it was funny though. Team football didn't have a football player.
I know.
You think Josh would have been on team football. You had Arike, Mira. We got to figure out this name. I feel bad. Jenny and Adam, they got, did I give the scores for the team tennis?
No.
8, 9, 8, 8. And then Carrie
team
Ann,
football.
Team football. Carrie Ann, 9. Of course, Rashad, I play football. I'm going to give a 10.
Right.
Lynn and Bruno a 10. So, I mean, 9, 9.
Oh, they were good. It was much better. It was night and day.
It was. I think
I like the music better, too, because I like disco music anyway. I like the costumes were better.
You
I just thought.
You should have seen me in the 70s.
Whatever.
Me in Studio 54.
Yeah. Yeah. When you think Studio 54, you think Jack Lafelter.
Here comes Jack.
Not. Weirdo.
That's me. That's Kimmy Casey and the Sunshine Band and, you know, Bee Gees.
You're Geraldo. That's your dancing skills.
Bee Gees,
actually, I should say that. When you get a couple drinks, you actually have good rhythm.
Well, about 10 drinks of me.
You went dancing with me a couple times.
Yeah.
Did you? I can't remember if we ever danced together.
No.
I think we did one time.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay. I can't remember in 32 years. Anywho.
I'm a lover, not a dancer.
Okay. You're not even a lover. Sorry, dear.
Wow. Someone woke up. But at the end. Sorry, that's my mic. Where are those people? I was writing stuff down for the GarageBand thing. I go, I don't know who audio.
Oh. See that, guys? He's not prepared for the podcast with his wife.
Agar, what does Aggie do? I don't know what this means. Who are those two dancers? Anyway, I was writing notes for the Garage Band, and when I flip the page over, I go, oh, I don't know what those are.
Anyway, Kareem.
And Arike went home.
Yes.
Felt bad for both of them, but
they all handled it well.
Positive attitude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kareem, hats off to you for being a goat. And that's it. We do have some Facebook messages.
No, you going to read them?
Okay.
You want me to I made it too big.
You want to do it?
I'll do Sarah's first. Okay, or Tonya, as you say. Okay, Tanya can dance. There's no way I could do that, and I'm not even as old as her, or as willing to break the law. Good one, Sarah. I like that one. I think I could dance somewhat for like 30 seconds. No, I don't think I could do 30. That was a little bit. Probably like 20, and then I have to stop. Yeah. I'd be out of breath. Mm-hmm. Okay, Vicky said, I'm still getting annoyed with the guest judges that have not a lot of actual dance experience.
I agree. I know why they do it, to try and boost ratings, but is anyone turning in for the guest judge?
No, don't you think that maybe they don't have the dance part, and I agree with you on that part, but they understand what's going on behind the scene. They understand the feelings they have on that stage. They understand what they're going through, the showmanship. So I think that that's a valid area to judge on that I think would be good, that he would understand better than anybody if that's what they're doing. So that's my two cents.
That's gone through the rigors of the dance. And he did win it, so.
Right. Anyway,
yeah,
so
kind of swayed me there.
Yeah, and then Dennis wrote, "No one is outraged that they implied girls can't be great dancers unless they can dance in high heels." They must be talking about Arike. Did I say it right?
Yeah, I'm not upset by it.
No,
just kidding.
But I'm just saying, I don't know. They wanted her to be in dancing shoes, right?
I think it's because. That's how ballroom dancing is. It's very formal. It's not like it was at Studio 54 where you just wore what the platform. You know what I did when I went to Studio 54. I think it's more it's like tux and it's dress up and it's So maybe that's what they were getting at.
Right, right.
I don't know.
But I think what Dennis was trying to say was, you know, he was basically, you know, what are we were saying? What are you doing?
There's two more things.
I know. Sarah said, amen, women. And then Dennis said, amen, girls, as in the young girls watching their role models competing at something new. So.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't make the rules, but if that's what they want you to do, you have to do. Those are the rules. You got to do what you got
to
do.
Right. Just like you have to figure skate, you have to put skates on.
Yeah.
To play football, you have to put pads on.
Yeah.
To play golf, you have to wear golfing shoes. Right?
And we have to be, yeah.
Well,
no, you don't have to wear golf.
But there's equipment in every sport you do. And I would say dancing is sports.
I would say this form of dancing is.
It's still sport. But it's formal, so they have to wear. But they're not wearing like any kind of high heel shoes. They're wearing a certain dance shoe. It is a certain shoe. My mom was a dancer. She had three or four different kinds of dancing shoes, and this was a dance for that they need for ballroom.
Yeah, when I was in Studio 54, I just had one pair of shoes.
You know, you have tap dancing. Cheerleaders have to wear special cheerleading shoes. We know that because we had to buy them.
It was ridiculous.
So everybody has to wear something that works for their.
I go out in the public. I have to wear clothes.
Yes.
That's not fair.
No, it isn't.
I wasn't born with clothes on.
No, you weren't. Okay.
Anyway, we do have two phone calls, one from last week and one from this week. They're both from Sarah. Should I play them back to back or should we stop?
I think we should do back to back. Or wait. We can do one and then talk and then play one. There we go. All right, we decided.
Hey guys, it is Sarah calling from Houston with my thoughts on Dancing with the Stars, the athletes. Edition. I took off the last couple, I think, because I just kind of lost interest in some of the so-called celebrities. But this one got me back in. I'm very excited to see how the season's going to go. I left most of my thoughts on the Facebook page. I was trying to live tweet, I guess, or whatever you call it, live Facebook, the show last night. And my biggest, what I'm excited to hear Cindy talk about is Tanya's weird tick with her face and her lips and her teeth. Anyway, drove me crazy. But I think the whole show is going to be really good. I like that it's a short season. I like that it's all athletes because I think that's something with the other seasons that the athletes end up doing so much better than everyone else, and it just makes sense why they would. My top two picks are Adam and Mariah. I was expecting Cream to go home. I guess I'll let you guys decide if you want to spoil that now or later, who did go home. And if I guess we'll see. We'll see how this season goes. I'm glad you guys are back. Talk soon. Bye.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call.
Thanks, Sarah. I'm glad to have you back. It was always – I missed her the last couple times. I didn't pay attention to the Tanya's different little takes like that she was doing, so I'll have to pay – pay attention to that. What I noticed more,
she punched someone backstage.
I'm kidding. She was definitely more animated this.
And she had a smile. She was.
Yeah, I think she was more in her a little more comfortable this second week than it was the first week because it was more of a graceful.
Mariah.
Great.
Once I get something in my head,
You got me going too.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You should be.
You know what? We'll have Sarah calling the names. And we'll do
great.
Heather's not going to be here, and we'll just do the other part. But I agree; those are probably the top two finalists.
Oh yeah, yeah, I would agree there.
So anyway, we move on to the second.
Yes, we can.
Hey guys, it is Sarah calling with my thoughts on Dancing with the Stars from last night. I'm loving this faster pace. I think it's great. I would be happy if they did themes and faster pace for every season. Like next time do all pop stars or something. I just think it's great. They've leveled the playing field. And I love that they're moving it along. Okay. So just a few quick thoughts. I'm still loving Adam, both for his dancing and for his interview potential. Chris is great. I'm actually really surprised that they even had him in the bottom three, but I'm assuming probably mostly due to the fact that he wouldn't have as big a fan base as the other more well-known people. And then, guys, don't forget, it's Mariah. Okay, and so while I totally agree with Jack from last week on his thoughts on Tanya, I grew up watching all of that scandal stuff too. Definitely don't like her personally for the choices she's made in the past, but I do think, and I'm actually very surprised by this, that she's a really good dancer. She's good. She can move her body, and it's impressive. And I don't know why I would think that she wouldn't be, because she did a great job skating, but I guess when you're older, I don't know. She's doing great. I won't vote for her, of course, but she's doing well as far as dancing goes. Oh, and she's still doing that mouth thing, but it's way less notable. So maybe that was just like a nervous tick and she's getting more comfortable. And then, you know, of course, Cream went home. It was the right thing to do. And then Jenny, I don't know. I'm not loving Jenny. I'm curious to see what you guys thought about how Jenny's kind of, she's a little stiff, but she's also kind of not, I don't know, go with the flow. Okay, so we'll talk next week. Thanks, guys. Bye.
We should have probably played this call before we started recording. Mariah.
Thank you, Sarah.
I'll try and remember that, but next week I'll forget her name.
I know you will. We're so bad with pronunciation. You know, it's because I talked about this before. I wasn't taught phonics. I was taught memorizing.
I was taught just shut up.
Anyway. Right. But, I was really impressed with Tanya. I'm with you, Sarah. I don't agree with what she did.
But you don't think of her as a normal figure skater because she wasn't artsy. She wasn't.
But this wasn't an artsy.
But no, I'm just saying she wasn't your ballet type figure skater.
She wasn't.
She was a power skater, and she did jumps.
And she did jumps and spins, and she was phenomenal. She was extremely talented.
She's not a bad dancer. She's a good dancer.
But that song, that routine, it fit her perfectly for her personality because when she was a skater, she would go, you know, boom, 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 jump, boom, 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 you know, one end.
Well, that's why you have to get the right coach.
Yeah.
Because some of the coaches probably don't think that way.
Yeah, she skated at the rink that my company used to own.
The one in Chata or something?
Somewhere in Portland. But anyway.
Clackamas
Mall.
Clackamas, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, but I agree on it. I don't believe in her choices or what she did, but I thought she's really holding her own out there because she is 48 or 49. She does look her age because I think she's had a hard life. Anyway, but I agree. I think it's going to be either Adam or Mariah.
You know, she mentioned that they should have theme, you know, like all pop stars. All right, so to get the figure skating thing, all figure skaters.
I think that would be boring because there's not that many popular.
But I'm just saying, if you're going to have a theme, because you're putting football player with a figure skater, and the figure skaters always seem to be the best dancers.
I don't know, I thought...
Since I've been watching, they've always seemed to be just outstanding.
Because you take skating, you take ballet, you take jazz, you take ballroom dancing, you take all that kind of stuff to be a great skater.
That's what I'm saying, if you have a theme episode where you have like all pop stars or right. all... baseball players or football have all figure skaters.
Hmm.
I don't know.
All right.
Just throwing it out there.
Appreciate that.
Anyway, thanks for the call, Sarah.
I agree. I think Kareem needed to go home, but you got to give that guy credit.
He's a goat, man.
And I'm with you. I'm not impressed. I'm surprised that Jeanine, is that her name?
Jeanine.
Is still on. I was like, huh. Because I thought.
She has her moments, but she was a little behind.
She's tall, too.
Yeah, she was behind on some of the moves today.
She was.
Behind. The timing was off.
Right, yeah.
But was that because they changed the song?
Well, she changed the song. They didn't. They.
I know.
Yeah, because she only started practicing like four or five. Well, she practiced 4 days.
Yeah.
So
but anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
She's not going to go final three, but give her credit for going out there.
Yeah. Again, I think the final three is definitely going to be Adam and Mariah. We said it right?
I think so.
Okay. And then I think that the third person would be either Tanya, Josh, or Chris.
There's no way Tanya's three.
All right. She has a lot of fans that really thought that really, you know, I was in that era. I was around
so
all that
Allison
stuff.
If Allison Janning is there voting for her, maybe, I don't know. I think it should be Chris, Mariah,
I don't disagree with you, but don't be surprised that she would make it to the final three.
What if she goes and wins it?
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying.
I find that highly unlikely because Adam has a lot of fans. So it'll be interesting, though. Very interesting.
And if you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at 385-309-0311. Calling time, we usually record probably Tuesday. This is Wednesday night, late, but we'll probably usually record on Tuesday. Or Wednesday. So yeah,
it depends on your busy schedule.
Yeah, it's true, and you know I'm constantly working on the sound quality. So anyway,
no comment.
Is that all we got? Is that all we got on the podcast today? If you you know, this podcast is patron related. If you it's supported by patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, go to patreon.com/JayandJack, or just go to jayandjack.com. Little button on there says become a patron. Anyone can do it. We take up to $1 to $1 million.
Right
for that person for the million, but. It could happen.
You never know.
It could happen. Maybe
got a dream.
Maybe Tanya has a million. Yeah, okay. She's out there.
And then also the Amazon thing. You just go into janejack.com. There's a little button up in the corner if you're going to buy something on Amazon, which I think a lot of people do. All you got to do is just click that first. And it goes right to your Amazon account.
It looks like a normal Amazon account.
Yeah.
But every little bit.
Yep.
Makes these quality shows like this one possible. If you like, give us a review. We're still looking for that first review.
Aw.
Maybe there's someone going there. I'm going to give them 5 stars, but they can't pronounce the names. So
we got to be better at that.
Yeah, we got to be better at that. Yeah, but I'm working on it. Usually I don't have to do it.
I know.
So, but anyway, that's it. Oh, wait. And at this time, we always thank our 5 patrons that we thank. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rigner Glaffelder, Molly the Millennial, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, and Maggie the Magnificent.
I don't like that you're calling Ed the Creepy Carrier.
I don't like it either, okay. But I guess he likes it. I don't know.
All right. And then Maggie the Magnificent.
So thanks for doing
it. And all the patrons.
And
thank you.
Thanks for everybody who helps out. Thanks for everyone who listens. Thanks for everyone who made this the number one podcast last Wednesday. We had the most downloads one day.
Woohoo!
After that, it stopped. But for one day, we were number one.
Woohoo! Hey, I'll take what I can get.
We were the Tanya Harding for one day. Smacking the competition.
Okay.
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
We would never smack people.
I would, but that's just...
No, you wouldn't.
That's it. That's all I got. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Goodbye.